The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Once again, we are joined by Mr. Simon Tierney, a font of information that knows no other. How are you, Simon?
Jonathan, how are you?
I am good. And your timing here is absolutely stellar because the schools have just finished. People are gone. I can't wait for my holidays. But there is one challenge between now and then, and it is packing the suitcases without having a fight. How do we do it?
And you know what? It has become a real challenge because the baggage allowances, as been discussed on this station many times over the last few months, have become really, really tedious. And we actually did our family holiday last week. I think you had a family holiday recently
as
well.
I shall talk about how badly I packed my suitcase momentarily, but carry on.
Yeah, so I think, you know, having a little bit of knowledge about what are the specific guidelines that the particular airline you're flying with allow, I think that's really, really important. The airline that we flew with, Ryanair, last week, and, you know, we tried to work the system as best we could, and we really did work the system, which I'll come to in a moment. All I'll say is that there was a hobby horse involved. But what we brought, if that doesn't keep the listeners on the station, I don't know what will. What we were working with, Jonathan, was one 10 kilogram bag, which we paid for. I think we paid like €68 for the grace of that. And then we had four cabin bags, which were 40 centimetres by 20 centimetres by 25 centimetres. Those were the bags that we were able to bring on. This is for two adults, mum and dad, and two small children.
Onto the actual plane, yeah?
Yeah, we brought all of those on the plane. Also, we brought a buggy and two car seats, which parents should remember, I think most airlines, and if they don't, it's a disgrace, but most airlines will obviously allow you to bring those on for free. So that's what you're dealing with. Now, the big question for us, and my wife and I have very different views on this, is whether you roll or you fold when you are packing your case.
See, this, if you roll...
Which camp are you in?
I'm fold. Has to be fold.
I'm a folder. Big folder.
Yeah. It has to be full, because if you roll it, you're going to have to iron it when you get there, and who the hell wants to do that in holidays?
Exactly. And the place that we were staying in, there was one night that I did look for an iron. It was my birthday while we were on holidays.
Well, and you needed to be looking good for your birthday.
I cracked out my Hawaii shirt for my birthday. And because my wife had insisted on the rolling strategy, it was covered in creases. So I had to wear it creased. So I'm a folder. I believe in folding.
That was your birthday ruined, that was, I would imagine.
It was destroyed, yeah. And it was an ice cream cake. Don't agree on ice cream cakes at all. But yeah, the whole idea with rolling is that when you roll, you're actually squeezing the extraneous air out of it. So the idea is that you're saving space in your suitcase, right? Now, okay, that's fine. That makes practical sense. But when you arrive at your destination, you open your bag and everything's rolled up. And like, you're not going to put rolled up stuff into your wardrobe. You have to de-roll it and then fold it again, which I think is creating more work for yourself.
It is. And what I did when I got to Spain, took out the clothes, put them straight in the wardrobe, didn't have to worry about it again until I needed to maybe wash them or do something. But how are you on coming home? I'm a roller when I come home.
Oh, are you? Why is that? Is it because you're putting gifts in and souvenirs and stuff?
No, they're dirty. And I have to, if I don't wash them when I'm away, I'll roll them up because it you know, I feel as if I have less respect for them when they have been worn. Like Marie Kondo. Thank you for your service and I'll wash you when I get home.
And you're kind of a bit depressed when you're repacking at the end of the holiday.
Yeah.
Well, you've hit on an interesting point there, Jonathan, because something that we've started doing on holidays, and we did actually do it last week when we were in Italy, is we do a midweek wash. We paid €15 and we washed like pretty much everything. Like, we've got two kids, 5 and 3 years of age. They go through about 3 changes of clothes a day. Yeah. So there's a lot of clothes involved. And we did a midweek wash. It was very easy. We just asked the people that we were staying with. We paid a small fee. And because we were in very, very hot temperatures, we put everything on the line and it was dry by the end of the day. I think that's a really good strategy. It means you don't have to pack as many. You don't have to have like the 7-day rule. you know, for 7 days of clothes, which turns out at 21 days of clothes if you've got tiny children. I think that's a good strategy. The other thing that I have to mention on this, which is something that my wife introduced, because she's from Brazil and she flies back and forth every year bringing loads of stuff for a long trip to Brazil. And what she does, and we did it on the holiday last week, is we used vacuum bags. Have you ever heard of these, Jonathan?
I have. Yeah, do you know, I use the vacuum bags to, shall we say, when you're changing your duvet. And you put the duvet into it and you put the Hoover on it and it goes to about a third of the size and you can put it up in the wardrobe. Oh, yeah. It has never dawned on me to do it like going on holidays.
So you'd be a winter duvet, summer duvet man, would you?
Yeah, notions, yeah.
Yeah, so you look like a nice 2.4 tog of a summer kind of, and this then a, like a 10.3 tog in the winter.
Different conversation for a different time, but yes, you are right, Simon, as always. But so what? But the only, did you not have the same wrinkly problem with the vacuum bags,
God,
as you have with the rolling?
Ultra wrinkles, like, yeah. It's like, you know, when you go into the bath and like half an hour later and you come out and you're like a raisin, that when you open up a vacuum bag of clothes, that's what they look like. They almost are unrecognizable, but at the same time, it is extraordinary how much space you save. So the big trick here, and this is a really good insider tip that my wife gave me. She basically did all the research for today's item, by the way.
It sounds like she did all the work as well, but carry on.
Without much of the credit, is that you pack the vacuum bag inside the suitcase. So you open the suitcase, you put the vacuum bag in the suitcase and you fill it inside. And that means that your vacuum bag will take the shape of the suitcase once the air has been sucked out of it. So you fill all the clothes in, you seal it, then you put the Hoover on the valve on the outside of the bag, suck it all in, and you will not believe, a bag that you thought was going to be three times larger than it is turns out to be tiny. It's a massive space saver. Now, if people want to get those vacuum bags, we get them in Mr. Price. You can get them in any of the discount stores like Eurogiant or places like that. I think they do them in Pennies as well.
Now, the only thing about it is, right, these bags are determined by weight because that's the way the airlines weigh
them. Sure.
It's great. I'm delighted that you've sucked all the air out of them, but you couldn't suck the pounds out of the bag. Does that mean the bag then becomes a bit overweight?
Well, you have to be careful with that. What we've invested in is, I don't know what it's called, but it's a little toggle that has a digital display on the top of it and a hook on the bottom, and you actually lift up your suitcase using this toggle, and it weighs your suitcase for you.
Can I give you the actual name for that?
Oh, yeah.
It's called a weighing scale. It's called a weighing scale.
No, a weighing scale is something that you put flour in when you're baking. This is not a weighing scale.
It's just a weighing scale with a hook on it. It's
please, can someone text in and tell us what this is called? Because it's definitely, neither of us are right, I don't think.
And do you want to tell us the best part of the vacuum bag story? So you reached the end of your holiday, Simon.
Then we had to put everything back in, and the place that we were staying in didn't have a Hoover. So it was an absolute disaster on the way back. We had to forego certain items. But one thing I must mention, the trickiest part of our whole journey is you can never account for, when you're packing on your way out to a holiday, what you're going to end up with during the holiday that you have to bring, that you have to repatriate back to Ireland. While we were out there, my brother decided to get a gift of a hobby horse for my two daughters. A hobby horse. How on earth, like, this is surely the world's most impractical gift. Yeah, like a proper hobby horse, you know, that the Finnish are big fans of their hobby horse championships up in Scandinavia. This is a proper, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 foot long hobby horse, right? With a big stick on it.
What a nice guy, but how are you going to get that on a
great
Ryanair
gift
plane?
Very thoughtful. They absolutely loved it. They fell in love with it. It was called Horsey by the end of the trip. And, you know, I was left with the difficult situation of having to tell a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old that the nasty security man is probably going to take this off you. So we arrived at the airport with the hobby horse. Nobody in my family believed that we would be able to repatriate this horse to Ireland. We got to security. I insisted that my daughter Gigi carry it because I thought if they saw her cute face rather than me, they would be much more likely.
Your cute face wouldn't have got you very far.
Wouldn't have got me far. Now, plan B was that if they didn't accept her cuteness, that I would claim that the hobby horse was my emotional support animal and that I needed to bring it on board. Thankfully, we never got to plan B because not only did security allow it through, the airline allowed it through, everyone allowed it through, and we brought that horse home from
Italy.
Can
I tell you, there is an alarm going off in Ryanair's headquarters in Swords now.
And I don't care.
Yeah, an entire air crew are being made redundant as we speak for having broken the rules to get Gigi's hobby horse home. But well done. That's impressive. Look, we'll finish up with the 5-4-3-2-1 method. This is kind of the tried and trusted, isn't it?
Yeah, so the 5-4-3-2-1 method basically means if you can't think, how many clothes do I need? How many different items? How many accessories? If you're going on holiday for 1 week to a country which has a reasonably warm climate going on a summer holiday, it means that you need 5 tops, 4 bottoms, as in trousers, 3 accessories, such as belts and things like that, 2 pairs of shoes, and 1 outer layer, like a jumper or a light summer jacket. That's the 5-4-3-2-1 method.
And just don't bother with the jacket or the sweater if you're heading to Italy or you're heading to Spain.
Yeah, but Jonathan, like when you're heading to the airport, we were heading to the airport Saturday week ago. It was absolutely lashing rain. It was like the middle of winter. So you have to wear clothes on your way to the airport. And then, of course, you don't use those clothes for the rest of the week because you're in sweltering Mediterranean temperatures.
I prefer to catch double pneumonia on my way home, getting off the plane, realising I should have brought a coat. I should have brought one. But then I would have betrayed my 5-4-3-2 method that has gotten me through to this point. All I can say, Simon, is go off on your hobby horse there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.